From Capital Broadcasting Company and Mix 101.5, this is Scene and Screen. I'm your host, Diane Ramsey, and today I'm talking with Marika Aubrey, who portrays Beverly and others in Come From Away at DPAC January 14th through 19th, and we can't wait to hear you speak, Marika, because you're from Australia.
Oh, it's true, Diane. The room is a true.
Love it. Where in Australia are you from?
I grew up in a town called Newcastle, which is 2 hours north of Sydney.
Oh, nice. Okay, so big metropolitan area in at least close
yeah,
by.
Yeah, like a regional town center.
Cool. Are you still based there, or are you based in the U.S. now?
Yeah, I've been in the U.S. a couple of years now. I immigrated over with my husband, and we're based in New York, and we love it very much.
Well, that's good. Well, I have to mention, because we're all thinking about the bushfires going on in Australia right now.
Yeah,
we're certainly
yeah.
devastated by that and saddened. Have you talked to anybody back there? Do you know how are they doing?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're talking to people every day. We don't have any immediate family who are directly affected yet, but we certainly have a lot of friends and colleagues who are really struggling. And, of course, the whole country is struggling, and it's just catastrophic. So we feel a bit helpless. There's not much we can do other than donate and try and get those funds raised. But other than that, we're just sending all our thoughts, and obviously we're thinking about them a lot.
Yeah. I don't think people realize that is it all volunteer fire department in Australia?
Predominantly, yeah. Yeah. We have a really, really dedicated and incredible force of volunteer firefighters, and a culture of people volunteering to do that, because bushfires are so prevalent every single year in Australia, but never on this scale. This is unprecedented. But yeah, it is predominantly volunteers, so that's just absolutely incredible, the work they do.
So then, yeah, people do need to donate if they're thinking about the folks over there. That's a great way to help out.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yes. So that's our subject today on Scene and Screen. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Scene and Screen. I'm Diane Ramsey talking with Marika Aubrey from Come From Away at DPAC. Let's go ahead and talk about your career a little bit. It spans both stage and screen. Can you tell us about some of your roles?
Oh, sure. I was Mrs. Wormwood in the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of Matilda, which toured all over Australia. I've done the last 5 years, and Songs for a New World, and a whole heap of beautiful musicals, and I've also done some film and television in Australia, but this is actually my first American project. I moved over and auditioned for this in my 10th month, so this is my first American credit. So after building a career there for quite a while, it is a really insane joy that I get from this particular project at this particular time.
Yeah, I've never seen Come From Away, but I started listening to the music right when it came out, when the show was on, I guess, uh-huh. pre-Broadway or whatever. So I don't really know the whole story, but give us a little rundown. I think people will really relate to it.
Sure. Well, the story is about the flights that were stranded when the skies were cleared after 9/11. So the entire airspace across America was shut down, and those planes had to go somewhere. And in one case, 38 planes were stranded in a town called Gander, which is in Newfoundland in Canada, which is a very small place then, about a population of about 9,000. And the passengers numbered around 7,000. So
Whoa.
The town nearly doubled overnight. But what was amazing, and what was the source material really for turning it into a very successful play, was what happened with the locals helping out these stranded passengers.
Yeah, and you get a sense of that. Yeah, when you listen to the music, you get the culture of that part of Canada, and
yes.
just the way the people. Nobody was prepared for this.
No one was prepared, but everyone responded, and just like those volunteers we were talking about down under, everyone rallied and helped, and I mean, gave them literally the clothes from their home, the food from their table, the bedding from their linen closets. Like, everyone in the town worked day and night to just make sure these people felt not only safe but welcomed.
Yeah, I got the sense of that. So I'm really excited to see it on stage.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. It's amazing that this is coming here, because it's, pretty new, pretty recent that it was Tony. It won some Tonys.
It
I don't have it
indeed,
in front of
yeah.
me. Yeah, so, and I don't know, because I haven't seen it, I don't know the parts, so who exactly is Beverly? Who exactly is Beverly?
Beverly. Beverly Bass was the first female captain pilot for American Airlines. And so that's the mantle that she holds in the aviation industry. And she was one of the pilots of one of the planes that had to be grounded at Gander. And so she was in charge of, you know, a plane full of very frightened passengers. And that's my main character. And then I also have a local character. Her name's Annette, and she's one of the people, you know, making sandwiches and helping everybody out. And so they're quite contrasting, and everyone does multiple roles, multiple accents, and that's what makes the project so fun, not only to watch but to do.
Yeah. Okay, so is Beverly the Southern lady?
Yeah, she's from Texas.
Okay, because that's what I thought. You hear some Southern on the cast album, and
she's from Texas.
Give us a little taste, if you would, because we're the South now. Here, we love the South.
No, I'm afraid you're going to have to come to the theater to see the bag of tricks that we all have. Oh. We all do different accents and different things.
Super cool. Well, yeah, there are a lot of great songs. I mean, I can't wait to hear them. What are some of your favorites?
There's a beautiful song that we do as a company. It's called Prayer, and the composers managed to find a Hindu prayer and a Jewish prayer and a traditional, an older kind of Christian prayer, and they intertwine them all with their own music, and there's just something layered and beautiful about everyone singing one song from all different backgrounds, and there's a real moment of unity and peace in the play, and there's something I think that casts a real magic, peaceful spell in that moment, and I really love that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that had Hindu and what was the other religion you mentioned?
There's a rabbi singing.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's right. Okay, I remember the rabbi.
Yeah, so all different religions, and it's just so clever to hear how they've interwoven those melodies as well.
But the same message.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Let's bring each other peace in this
the same at the end of the day, you know. I think that's another thing that we get from it.
It's an important message, I think, that the show brings. Again, I haven't seen it, but I've seen, like, on the Tonys, they do, like, a little medley or whatever, and I just remember seeing people, like, in chairs and, you know, like, somebody had, like, a steering wheel. So it's kind of minimalist, isn't it?
It really is. We're just 12 actors and 12 chairs. It sounds so dull, doesn't it?
But no, it's not dull,
though. It's kind of quite a feat of lo-fi staging, because all those chairs become the plane, and they become a bus, and then they become a cliff overlooking a beautiful landscape, and we actors move all the chairs and make all those shapes as well. So it's funny how something so simple can really take flight in such a big way, in such a big theater, such big theaters.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think it's better that way. I mean, you can do a lot with a little. So
yeah, totally, you can. And it means that it's stripped back, and you're seeing the performances and the story anchor the show rather than the spectacle. And that's what this particular story is, because it's real. That's what it needed. It needed to be anchored in quite, you know, raw, robust workmanship rather than spectacle, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I'll be back with more of my conversation with Marika Aubrey from Come From Away coming up on Scene and Screen. Welcome back to Scene and Screen. I'm Diane Ramsey, talking with Marika Aubrey. She's one of the actresses in Come From Away, a story based on real-life events, what happened after 9/11. And I must admit, when I first heard about the show, I was a little confused. A friend of mine said, hey, you need to listen to this, you know, music from Come From Away. What's it about? Oh, it's about what happened after 9/11 when the planes were stranded. And I'm like, well, that sounds like a real downer. But
yeah,
she's like,
it.
No, you got to listen to the music, because it's not. And even though it is a serious subject, I mean, you bring some light moments, I'm assuming, and some humor.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had a similar reaction, because I didn't know the show at all. Obviously, it hadn't even really touched Australia at that stage. And I got the audition brief and went in to watch it on Broadway just so I would have some sort of clue of the feel of it. And I came home and said to my husband, you know, it's just this very perfect piece, because it finds joy in darkness, and it finds, you know, serious moments in moments of great wit. But all in all, it's life affirming, and it is a light. You will come out of the theater feeling good about life, even if you've had a little bit of a cry.
Right, which is my favorite kind of show anyway, that you know, spans all those emotions.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not really a mature material, right? I mean, people can bring their older kids, would you say?
Yeah, look, I'd say the youngest would be around maybe 9. There's a little bit of, not a lot, but there's 3 occasions of language that parents with children younger than that might not want to have to deal with.
Right.
But I think more than that, it's just, whilst we never explicitly go into the details of 9/11, it's certainly something that you'd have to unpack with your little one. So I would say, you know, around 9 and up, it can become a really great educative tool and a moment to have that conversation with them.
Absolutely.
Talk about those events. Yeah. Yeah.
I have 2 children. My son is 24 and my daughter is 19.
They're definitely old
19.
Enough.
So she doesn't remember, but my son remembers being, you know, in school, and he said there's something about airplanes, and it looks, you know, they were really upset. People were really upset. And, you know, so he's got a little bit of a firsthand memory. And then, of course, every anniversary, he's grown to understand more.
Yeah, we sometimes do school matinees where we play to a crowd of people who weren't alive, obviously, when 9/11 happened. And it's a really interesting show to do, first of all, because it changes the dynamic of the show completely, because the jokes and the somber moments don't land at the same place at all, because for the audience, it's not a cathartic experience. They're not thinking about where they were that day. It's like going to a really entertaining history lesson for them.
Exactly.
So it lands really differently. But we always get to the same place at the end. The kids are screaming and love the show. And we always say, if we have the opportunity, you know, go home and talk to your parents and talk to your grandparents about where they were, because everyone has a story from that time and that day. And it's a really, everyone knows that it was different before 9/11 to what it is now in terms of how we live our lives and how we think about things. So it is a real turning point that is important for young people to understand.
And even in Australia, you guys were aware of what was happening, because there were, people from all different countries died in the Twin Towers, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, we lost, the tally for Australians, I believe, was 11. So, you know, only a small percentage of the people lost that day. However, it was on every single network, and everyone, I mean, people still stopped. I was at college at the time, and my classes got cancelled the next day because people still were worried about people, you know, other people traveling. We didn't know where they were, and no one could get through, and there was still that mania and that fear, very much so. And we also, at that point, didn't know if there was going to be more attacks. So we were thinking, you know, people were scared to go to the Opera House or scared to go to iconic places in Australia, lest it be part of a grander global thing. But, you know, so it did hit there, obviously not in the same way, but we were definitely aware of it and very scared as well.
And, of course, Australia really stepped up with helping us build that coalition. And so we do appreciate that as well.
In times of great chaos and calamity and tragedy, it is nice to know that we do band together as a globe, I hope, and we do help each other out. And, it's nice to see those things.
It is. And a really fun show. You enjoy the show, I'm assuming.
Oh, I love doing the show, yeah.
Is this the only part you've ever played? Have you done other different roles, or is this it?
This is my first project in America, but previous to playing Bev, I was actually a standby in the same show for the first few months of the show. So I have played a few of the other girls in the show.
Cool.
Now I just play Bev. But
well done. Well done picking the top role. I mean, she's pretty much the lead.
Well, we're all in it together, you see. There's 12 of us on stage all the time with those chairs, as you mentioned. And so it's a real team sport. I've never played basketball or anything, but I imagine it's a similar vibe. You've all got the goal to get to where you need to get the ball, and you've got to pass it and be listening. And I do love, that's the best fun on stage for an actor, to have so many people to play with.
Yeah, an ensemble thing. That is cool. We're seeing more of that on Broadway. So cool.
So fantastic.
Well, yes, it is. Well, sounds like everybody needs to get their tickets right now.
Yep. We're really looking forward to coming up and seeing you guys.
Oh, we're really looking forward to seeing you, Marika Aubrey, playing Beverly in some other roles in Come From Away. It's at DPAC. It is this week, so get your tickets January 14th through 19th. Go to dpacnc.com.
We'll see you there, Diane.
Thank you so much, Marika.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a
pleasure. I appreciate your time.
Oh, I appreciate yours. I'm Diane Ramsey. Thanks for listening to Scene and Screen. If you like the show, I'd appreciate you giving us a review and sharing it with your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app. This podcast is a production of Mix 101.5, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network.